proudly serving the communities we call home. Mix 94.7, KMCH, Manchester.
And we welcome you in to the KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday night at 6:06. John Swisher, Josh Christensen, glad to have you along for another week of the KMCH Sports Zone, getting ready for week 11 of the high school football season coming up this Friday night with quarterfinal action. We still have three teams remaining, three of the six in high school football in our coverage area, as West Delaware, Monticello, Western Dubuque all falling. We'll wrap up the Hawks and the Panthers season tonight with Coach Wink and Coach Wilson. And three teams alive, East Buchanan, Northland, and Independence moving on into the quarterfinals, all three on the road. Two of the three, some journeys for them this Friday night. East Buchanan, not too bad, to Grundy Center, but Northland up at Britt, West Hancock. That'll be the game we'll have coverage for you here from KMCH Sports on Friday night, live on Mix 94.7 and online at KMCH Sports video stream at kmch.com. And also Independence on the road at Humboldt. We'll have score updates from Independence and East Buchanan games. Josh, it was an interesting week last week. Had six teams going into Friday night, able to get out with three. You always want all your coverage area teams to move on, but unfortunately not meant to be. As I mentioned, Western Dubuque, Monticello, and West Delaware had to say goodbye to their seasons. And three teams moving on, though. What were your thoughts after Friday night?
Well, I mean, you and I were at the Monticello game. I mean, we you know, after that first half, the first quarter especially, we were thinking Monticello in good shape, up 21-0, and then Centerville scores four straight touchdowns, and you know, any loss is hard, but especially when the loss is by 1 point on a missed extra point, you just feel really, really sorry for those kids. You know, it's a painful experience, and I mean, we say that's what, you know, that can be sports sometimes. There's a lot of excitement, there's always a lot of memories, but sometimes there's a lot of pain, and you learn from that, and you know it can be very hard, but that sometimes happens in life too, where we go through very difficult stages. And what an amazing season for Monticello. Give credit to West Delaware with, you know, a slow start to the year, but really picking things up. And then Western Dubuque, you know, a team that had a rough two games to Xavier and North Scott. And then on a Hail Mary to win their the third week of the season, that really changed their season the entire way, and they were able to make the playoffs. But, you know, Northland, we were talking about this, but Northland, you know, one win away from the Unidome, but remember, they played this Newman Catholic game without Hagenberry.
The last two games.
Mason Session has been the quarterback, threw for 200-plus yards and two touchdowns, also ran. One team that, I mean, give Northland credit, they've been clicking, but I've been real impressed with E.C. Cannon with just how they are just running the ball. I mean, they ran for more than 500 yards again this past week. And against Albernette, that was a rematch. That last one was only by a touchdown. This last one, they scored 57 points. They've been putting up, and I'd have to average it out, but they've at least been scoring, let's see, they've got 48, 44, 71, 69, 44, and then just 57 again. So, and they got a tough one with Grundy Center. And but that running game is just clicking. Everybody, every team, everybody knows what they're going to do, but somehow, some way, they just find ways to continue to keep that run game going. And then Independence, you know, kind of quietly having a good year, and with their quarterback and what he has been doing with the record books. And this going to be another rematch, I believe, from earlier.
Last year, in the playoffs.
Yep.
And we'll talk to Coach Putz about that coming up here as we'll get into the show. Coach Justin Putz, able to catch up with him yesterday, and we will get caught up with him, and then we'll start the show with Coach Winkiewicz and Coach Collum, and continue on. Josh, we'll talk to you later on in the show here to wrap things up, and look ahead. We'll look at some state volleyball as well.
Mm-hmm. Sounds Sounds good.
All right. We will get into Coach Putz here from Independence next here on the Mix 94.7 KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night.
This weekend only, a high-energy performance, a rock and roll tribute, Elvis to the Beatles. It's the Neverly Brothers at the historic Elkader Opera House this Saturday at 7:30. Purchase tickets by phone, online, or via email. The Neverly Brothers at the Elkader Opera House this Saturday, sponsored by Freedom Bank.
Soon these beautiful, crisp, cool mornings will turn blistering cold. Is your home ready for the winter weather? Make sure to have your furnace professionally checked and have your air ducts cleaned this fall. Fix any plumbing leaks before freezing temperatures arrive and prepare your outdoor faucets. It's a good idea to have your electrical panels, plugs, sockets, and switches professionally inspected before plugging in heating equipment.
This fall home improvement message is brought to you by Wuvacool Electric in Delhi, a renewable energy powered company installing solar and wind systems, your full-service electric contractor. By Stanley Black and Decker and Paladin Attachments with locations in Delhi and Manchester. Check out their job openings online at stanleyblackanddecker.com. And Petland Concrete and Construction in Ryan.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is here, featuring new flavors like Oreo Hot Cocoa, Snickers Brownie, Reese's Take 5, and more. Whether you're looking for a taste of classic seasonal sweetness or need to satisfy your candy cravings, there's something for everyone this fall. How do you choose? You don't have to. They're here all season long. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen. DQ in Manchester is hiring for all shifts. Stop in and apply today.
Back in the KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night, wrapping up some seasons and getting ready for the third round quarterfinals coming up here for Class 3A teams, Independence specifically here with head coach Justin Putz. John Swisher back with you on the program as the Mustangs improved the record to 10-1 last Friday night inside Lyle Limbaugh Field as the Mustangs took down the Benton Community Bobcats as 20-17. Benton Community jumped out in front in this game early, 3-0. The Mustangs able to score 13 points for the 13-3 halftime lead. And then a couple touchdowns for Benton Community, one for the Mustangs at the end, and able to hold on for the three-point win. This close game parade continues for your team, Coach. You have a few that haven't been close early on in the season, getting back to that theme. And what a game it was to pull it out for your first-round playoff victory on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, really – close games have kind of been our thing this year. I think it makes us a little bit unique. I don't know many teams that have won 10 games that maybe win them in as close a fashion as we have consistently this year. You know, I think that's kind of a testament a little bit to our guys of, you know, staying in the moment and pretty even keel and knowing what they have to do and not being rattled when the other team throws a punch. You know, I know you get to a playoff game and you know, you have a good game plan and a week of practice, but realistically, so does the other team, and they're going to do things well as well. And our guys understand that. They adjust to it. They don't get too high, too low, and we just found a way to do it. I thought, you know, we didn't get a ton of breaks on Friday night, but we battled and came out on top.
Indeed, four games by 7 points or less for the Mustangs, the win this year. And just being able to, as you talked about, even keel, keep your composure. You've been through this before, and making plays, of course, executing down the stretch, a big help, and was able to secure the win on Friday night. Talk about some of those things your team was able to do.
Yeah, you know, I thought we really did a great job. You know, our offensive staff had a nice game plan, and quite honestly, our last touchdown to go up by 10 there in the fourth quarter was a play that Mount Vernon scored twice on them on. And, you know, so kudos for our offensive staff, Coach Pink and Austin Pink, offensive coordinator, finding it, you know, getting it installed during the week, and our guys going out and executing it. So, you know, it's nice to be able to do that. But, you know, we had some other key plays and getting some defensive stops. You know, we punted on fourth down, you know, up three with 3 minutes to go. Mitch Johnson punted down the one-yard line. We kind of punted out of formation, similar to what we did against West Delaware. We also pinned them back deep in the fourth quarter. So being able to continually execute, you know, those kind of things, you know, with the game on the line is kind of a thing that we're doing here. But those are two big plays, scoring on third and nine from the 9-yard line and, you know, punting the ball down to the 1-yard line when, you know, they only need a field goal to tie.
Indeed, able to hang on for the 2017 win. Your focus since the weekend has been on the Wildcats of Humboldt, the team that you met last year. They ended your season 42-0 as you get ready for this year's edition of Humboldt. What do you see? And talk about the similarities from maybe from last year's team, from the team you saw in the playoffs a year ago.
You know, probably a little bit similar to us in terms of they had an absolute superstar last year in Caden Mattson, and quarterback that had, you know, 4,000 total yards. I think he threw for 2,500, rushed for 1,300. You know, he's not there this year. And we had a superstar of a tailback in Marcus Beatty. He's not there. But still a really, really good football team. So they're going to probably use their tailback, Lance Kuhn, a junior, about 1,600-yard back. They're going to use him a lot more. Maybe a little bit less quarterback run. Similar concepts, you know, with more of a tight end and wing this year than the amount of wide receivers. But really, really good up front. I think their D-line, their two D-ends and D-tackle are as good a unit as we've seen this year defensively. They're big kids, they're sound, they don't get moved. You know, that really sets the tone for them defensively. And so they're going to play very similar this year to how they did last year. And from what I've seen on film, they very much are who they are, and that's probably similar to us in terms of we're going to line up this way, and we're going to play defense this way, and we'll match it a little bit, but we are going to be who we are, and I think we're probably well known for being that way as well. So just a really solid, you know, football team. Doesn't have a lot of weaknesses. Obviously, it's kind of what you expect at this point in time, but certainly I think we're kind of on that revenge tour and really want another shot at them.
And, yeah, exactly. You talk about trying to get some vengeance from last year in that first in that second round loss to them. You talked about the defensive line, what concerns you on defense, but what about offense for them? What's most concerning as your team is getting ready for their offense?
Hey, no, they have a really, really good back. He's strong. He's elusive. He reads the hole well. And they do a great job of blocking for them. They're going to be really that one of those gun T type teams. They're going to look to kind of combination of a buck sweep and a inside belly lead, you know, with the quarterback keep game and quarterback run as well. And they don't really want to pass, but they can pass. And then they can pass well. And, you know, that team that probably passes about 90 yards a game. A lot of set up off their run game, but very capable and more balanced than maybe people give them credit for. But they're just really, really disciplined in what they want to do. The main run concept, they will find one, they will run it over and over again until you stop it. And so typically when you do that, you're a team that can do what you want to do very, very well.
And we've talked about it, getting ready for a team. You experienced them last year, so a little easier. You know what they're going to do. You've seen them on tape. You've played against them. Granted, it was a year ago, but a little easier to prepare for and getting ready this time around for Humboldt.
Yeah, you know, and they probably say the same, but certainly we know each other really well, and especially, you know, I think, you know, you're putting in more prep time, not that you don't prep for week two or week three, but you get this time of year, you start putting extra prep in, you've watched pretty much the entirety of their season, know what they're about, so certainly there'll be some similarities there, and there's some things that we felt we didn't do very well last year that we want to try them differently, and I'm sure they feel the same way, so it's definitely kind of unique to think about going up and playing Humboldt again, a team that I don't think I ever thought we'd play once, let alone back-to-back years.
It's funny how things work out, isn't it, as getting ready for the Wildcats of Humboldt. And just talk about the spirit around your campus here the last couple weeks, playoff time, getting into the quarterfinals, second year in a row. It's always a fun time when things are going well. You've had a sensational season, 10 wins in a row after that first loss, a 10-1 record. Talk about how enjoyable it's been. And I'm sure you impressed it upon your kids with your coaches of not take this experience for granted, because this doesn't come every year, even though it's been nice the last few years of the success you've had, but don't take it for granted. Enjoy the moments.
Yeah, you know, I think especially you get to the playoffs, and quarterfinals is a step further than the playoffs, but I think there becomes a really playing with house money feeling. You know, as you know, so much work goes into making the playoffs. You know, Class 3A, you probably need some breaks too. You need to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to maybe pull out a few close games here. Even when a team that you had that you feel is really, really talented, a lot goes into making the playoffs, you know, and I think, look back at our team, you know, we go down and we lose the week zero game to Assumption, you know, an optional game we didn't have to play, but we felt like we wanted to, you know, maybe get an RPI bump. We felt like we had a nice team and didn't want to go down and play Assumption. We lose Mitch Johnson week of the game, and, you know, that's a 3-year starter quarterback, and went down there and had a ton of sophomores getting the first varsity experience, and, you know, didn't go our way that night. You know, I think we had the people jumping off, not internally, but jumping off the bandwagon a little bit. And, you know, our guys just, you know, we said, hey, we're going to go, we're going to get better, and let's get all of our guys back. But I think that experience probably helps us pull out a close game against Clear Creek and Mandan week two, mm-hmm. you know, where we moved some guys around. We saw some things we weren't good at, but that also helped us against them. And then, you know, I think even week 4 or 5, I wasn't sure what we had, you know, team wise. And we talked to our guys, you know, going into West Delaware of, you know, and actually the week before that, going to Charleston City, 3 weeks for a district title. You want to win a playoff game? Okay. And we want to go to the dome, do all that kind of stuff you want to talk about. You really need to be a district champion. And then that sets your path far better. And what would you do to be a district champion? You know, can you bear down the next 3 weeks watching film? Can you take your practice focus up and, you know, did that? And then we kind of kept the same thing going. You know, what would you do? What would you do to go dome? What can you do these next 2 weeks that can push us further? And I still feel like we have more in us. We have a young team. We have more improvement in us. And the guys have really bought into that. And I think if you turn our week 8, 9, you know, playoff film versus week 1, 2, and 3, you get to see a far better football team.
No doubt about it. Getting ready to take on Humboldt Friday night. Coach, wish you the best of luck. And we'll talk again next week to recap and hopefully preview for another round of the playoffs. Best of luck. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Justin Putz, the head coach of the Independence Mustangs here on the program. Thank him for his time. As always, his team gets ready to compete in the quarterfinals of the state football playoffs coming up on Friday night, 7 o'clock, as they take the journey to Humboldt as the over 2 hour trip, about 2 hours and 15 minutes, 1 hour and 41 miles away to Humboldt for Independence. Humboldt 9-1. As a one common opponent as Hampton Dumont, a Cal, Humboldt beat them 39-0, and the Mustangs beat them by 14 earlier in the year. We'll come back with more of the KMC Sports Zone here on this Wednesday night. More coaches to get to and talk about the playoffs and wrap up some seasons here. And you're listening to it on Mix 94.7 KMCH, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app.
Clayton Drug in Strawberry Point, Elkader, and Sumner has disposable medication packaging with free delivery, mail-out services, and walk-in immunizations daily. They now offer integrative health consults with their board-certified pharmacist, Jen Clayton. Check out their new website for more details. Clayton Drug, a local pharmacy you can trust.
Bob Steven Motors in downtown Manchester makes buying a new or pre-owned Buick, GMC, or Chevrolet as simple as possible. From the purchase of the vehicle to financing and the routine service needed in the future, we have your back. Bob Steven Motors, your local Chevy, Buick, and GMC dealer in downtown Manchester.
Hauser's Water Systems in Manchester has been providing Eastern Iowa with industry-leading water treatment, both residential and commercial, since 1949. We'd like to wish all area athletes and coaches the best of luck this season and a sincere thank you for the support over the years.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
Hi, this is Bill from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
Ed Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon, agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
At Tauke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TaukeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Tauke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Welcome back in. KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. John Swisher along with you. Jared Collum is the head coach of the Northland Lynx. Joins us on the program now. It's Northland at 9-1 after their latest victory this past Friday night. Mason Cindy Newman Catholic, the opponent, and the Lynx survive and move on to this Friday night, 28-14. We take a look back before we look ahead, Coach. And your team came out with 28 points all in that first half, able to hold down Newman Catholic as they had a touchdown in the second and the third. Talk about the differences of this game and what you're most happy about with how your team played on Friday night.
I thought we came out and executed really well, especially without Tate Hoggenberry at quarterback. We end up switching to Mason Bashan at quarterback instead of Jake Van Etten. You know, Jake led us to that win against Wapello, but we just thought Mason gave us a couple more looks in the backfield, some more quarterback run type stuff. And, you know, he gets the ball a little quicker than Jake with some of the short passing game stuff we wanted to do. But, you know, we ran the ball really well right in the first quarter. We kind of marched it and then stalled, you know, right around their 40. But, you know, we end up started slinging it and, you know, Beshin connected with Bridgewater right away for a touchdown. He connected with Wheatley again for a touchdown, and then he ran one in for a touchdown. And all of a sudden, boom, 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 it's 21-7 or 21-0 there. Yeah, it was 14-7, then 21-7. But, you know, we jumped on them on the pass, and, you know, we really thought we were going to be able to run the ball against them, but they, you know, Newman did a good job of stacking the box and doing some different things with their DNs, giving us a different kind of look for some of the things we want to do on the edge. But they, you know, they couldn't really guard Bridgewater or Wheatley, so we just decided to sling it. And Mason ended up throwing for 218, 8 of 12 for 218, two touchdowns in the first half.
Indeed, just a quality effort by Mason. What an athlete, the sophomore, just stepping in and helping out wherever needed, and that's the next man in approach that your team has had to deal with the last couple of weeks with some adversity. You don't always like it come playoff time especially, but you had to deal with it with Tate not feeling well, and your team able to do it well the last couple of weeks, so that's great to see.
Yeah, and we hang our hat on our defense, too. I mean, our defense has carried us this year. When the offense hasn't been clicking or the, you know, we make a mistake here or there, our defense seems to step up and really shut them down. And, Max Burt is a D1 baseball player. He's going to Iowa. He threw it 46 times for 280-some yards, and we only gave up one touchdown in the air. So our defense was bend but don't break. You know, we did a really good job of tackling, keeping the receivers in front of us. But what people don't realize is that, you know, take Omberry, sure, you just throw Mason Beshin in at quarterback, but now who goes in for Mason at running back? And on defense, who goes to take Omberry's spot on defense, and then who goes in that guy's spot on defense? It's a trickle-down effect where a lot of guys had to step up, not just Mason.
Indeed, as the Lynx improving on to 9-1, getting ready for the quarterfinals this week for the second time ever in program history, first since 1993, as they'll take on Wes Hancock of Britt, finning Class A champions and the number one team in Class A, as on the road trip, about 2 hours and 45 minutes, getting ready for that on a Friday night to take down this Wes Hancock team. And Mitchell Smith, their leader at quarterback, and Cale Zuhl, the rushing leader. And what else do you see from the Eagles here?
They're a lot more dynamic than they have in the past. You know, in the past, you know, Britt Wes Hancock's going to get in the wing tee, different formations of the wing tee, and the straight T formation, and just, you know, pound, 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 and then try to catch you over top when you fall asleep. They've added a shotgun element to it with number 15 with Smith. They'll run him. They'll throw him a little bit. So we need to be ready for everything. Zuhl runs hard. They're good up front. What they do really, really well, and they're very well coached. So, you know, we think we have a decent game plan going in offensively and defensively, but, you know, a long trip up there. Our parents kicked in. Big thank you to all our parents that chipped in. We're going to charter bus to go up to Britt, and a little bit more comfortable than, you know, riding on a school bus for 2 hours and 45 minutes. But our kids will be ready. I think it's going to be a heck of a ball game. It's going to be a little wet, but it'll be a heck of a ball game.
That's great to support. Yeah, chance of rain, so weather could play an impact in this game. And also, for fans that can't make it, we'll have coverage on the KMC Sports video stream right here from KMC Sports online at KMCH.com from up in Britt on Friday night. Talk about the spirit in your school. The last couple weeks, always great. Cross country had a tremendous ending. Volleyball had a good season, but talk about your school here. You had a rough beginning to school, adversity with getting in with all the construction, but boy, has it turned out to be a great fall again here for North End Athletics.
Yeah, all our kids just responded. We're still not in the high school. We still aren't in our high school.
Wow.
The high school teachers are kind of scattered amongst the middle school extra rooms, and a couple of the high school teachers are still teaching out of the elementary. Two of the high school teachers got back. The science teachers got back in, but everybody else is still not in. They're not done yet. So it's been definitely a challenge, but, you know, our kids have just responded. Volleyball had a great season. Cross country had a great season. Megan Whitley was eighth at state. They placed eighth overall. Boys made it for the first time since 1988. And they ran pretty well at state. Most of them ran PRs. Football, we're doing what we're doing right now. And, you know, just outstanding effort by all of our athletes. And, you know, our fans turn out. We had a great crowd Friday night for that Newman game. I actually left early Friday, went to Fort Dodge, watched two cross country races, drove back, got home about just in time for team meal at 3:30. So it was kind of a hectic day, and I know a lot of people did that same kind of trek on Friday, going to Fort Dodge and coming back. So it's just great to see the support that we get from our community and our administration. And our kids have just responded real well this fall season.
Indeed, great to see as well. It's 9-1, Lynx. Congratulations on the outstanding run here, and keep it going on a Friday night. Best of luck to you up in Britt. Thanks for your time as always.
Thanks, Lynx. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Jared Collum, the head coach of the Northland Lynx here on the program, is Northland getting ready to take on Wes Hancock again. We'll have coverage right here on Mix 94.7 and from our KMC Sports video stream from our sister station up in Forest City, live at KMCH.com on Friday night as Northland against Wes Hancock, East Buchanan at Grundy Center, and Independence at Humboldt. The other two games we'll keep an eye on and have scores for you throughout the night on Friday night. We will have head coach Doug Winkowicz coming up. Also have Jerry Alden from East Buchanan. Josh got a hold of him. And Wes Wilson from the Monticello Panthers. Before we wrap things up here on a shortened edition of the show, we'll have Hawk Talk with the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, and Kirk Ferentz coming up at 8 o'clock tonight as well, as usual, on a Wednesday night. More of the Sports Zone after this from KMCH Sports.
Hi, this is Rick Steer with Zero Zone in Dyersville. Zero Zone specializes in designing and building refrigeration systems for supermarkets, cold storage, pharmaceuticals, and ice rinks. Join our team today. It's one of the coolest places to work.
J&D Catering and Suites in New Vienna provides exceptional handcrafted food for any special event, creating a customized menu sure to wow your guests, including extensive specialty cupcake and cake menu. Call or check them out on Facebook. Let J&D Catering and Suites set your next special event above the rest.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville, built in Red Power.
Feed Mill Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility, start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Nutrien Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I gotta tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest made-in-Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
This is Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Boric, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
6:35 on this Wednesday night. KMC Sports On rolls on. John Swisher back with you. Head coach of the West Delaware Hawks, Doug Winkowicz, joins me. Hawks wrapping up their season 5-5 after a loss in the first round of the playoffs on Friday night to Solon, falling to the Spartans 42-18 down in Solon on Friday night. As Solon started out with 21 points in that first half, went on to win 42-18. You knew it would be a tough task trying to go on the road to take down Solon. Your team gave it all, just not meant to be last Friday night against the Spartans, who have a very talented top 10 ranked Class 3A squad. Wink.
Yeah, I mean, disappointing, of course. You know, you always want to win the Swish, but I tell you what, our kids fought hard and unfortunately had some miscues in the first half and had some turnovers and some missed tackles, and we let them jump out on top there 21-0. And, you know, we got it to 28-12, and we really had some momentum and some good things going. And, boy, their quarterback's something special, and he took off on a big run. And that was really the difference in the game. He had two interceptions. One was a pick six. One was ran down to about the one or two. And then he had a big night on the ground. So we knew he's a dynamic kid. And we just didn't do a good enough job of containing him and taking care of our own issues.
The senior Blake Timmons, who Coach Winkowicz was referring to, the athletic quarterback for the Solon Spartans, as they improve on to the quarterfinals, taking on Mount Vernon on Friday night. And when you look back at this season, a season of adversity in the offseason and coming into the season with some injuries and the shuffling of the locker rooms and all the construction going on and the tough start against the very tough schedules, we've talked about that in depth before, and you have to be very proud and happy with the way this team responded and kept on their nose to the pavement and kept on working hard.
Yeah, I'm very proud of this group. I mean, you talk about adversity. We were thrown just all kinds of it this year, and I think the kids each and every week we had to kind of regroup. Talking to Corey Coates, the D coordinator, I don't believe that on any given night in those 10 games that we started the same 22 kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just a bizarre year, anywhere from broken bones to sickness to all kinds of other things that took place in the off season with being disarrayed with the weight room and the locker rooms and coaches' offices and just a lot of things. But I thought these kids were resilient. They played extremely hard. They showed us that in the second half Friday night. I mean, they just kept battling and they were certainly going to give us everything they had.
Indeed, as you talk about the leadership on this team that helped keep things going in the positive direction moving forward, you start with those seniors who led the way and talk about what this group meant to you and the program.
Yeah, just a tremendous group of young men. I mean, just extremely, devoted to the weight room. Really did an exceptional job of accepting our underclassmen that we knew were going to have to step in and help us, I believe. You know, on most nights we started five sophomores, and these guys accepted that. I mean, they had to, and I think they did it. They embraced them. They helped bring those guys along, and their leadership certainly won't go unnoticed. They've done a tremendous job for us.
And now you get ready for the off season and replacing these seniors moving forward. You had some great efforts at the lower levels and even middle school. Looking forward to help at the lower levels from some of those middle school kids moving up. It's just the transition, the annual progression of how it all circles into your program.
Yeah, I mean, it's we look at the numbers as number one. We were a little thin this year. We only having having nine juniors, and therefore we had to play a lot of those sophomores and get those kids ready to go as fast as we could. I think Brent Yankovic just did such a tremendous job for us as a sophomore, and as did the other four. And we're just excited about the game time that those guys have already proven to have and been battled. And then we look down and we know that our ninth and 10th graders, we have, almost 60 kids down there in those two classes. So looking forward to the future. These guys, the thing that they got to understand is on any given now, most given nights, our freshmen are playing sophomore teams and our sophomores are playing JV teams. Mm-hmm. And, You know, we know that going into it, we like to play a three level schedule and try to keep our ninth and tenth graders together as much as we can. And you know, that's but they certainly they've got great experience going into it.
Another factor in this offseason, getting ready for next year, will be the transition to a new schedule, a few new teams you'll see on your schedule. Talk about that process, when you have to get your teams into the state, when you'll find out the schedules. Usually it's February. Tell me about that process, what you know so far.
Yeah, once all the beds are put into the state around December 1st, they'll go to work, and in January they'll the state will release like who is actually in Class 3A, mm-hmm. And then towards the end of February you'll kind of see your pods, and then hopefully by mid March you'll actually see your schedule. So it's a process, I'm sure. Those guys have to put a lot of thought, and you know, now with smaller classes, the travel's an issue, and I think they do the very best they can to try to minimize that during the regular season, at least.
Indeed. All right. Thanks for your time, as always. Appreciate it all season long. Another season together, and best of luck to you and the program in the off season here. Thanks for your time, as always, Mike.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Doug Winkowitz, the head coach of the West Delaware Hawks here, wrapping up the season at 5-5. The Hawks fell to Solon last Friday night. We continue on. We will have Josh come back in here with Jerry Alden, the coach of the East Buchanan Buccaneers. And then I'll have Coach Wilson to wrap up the interview portion of the show on the Sports Zone on this Wednesday night right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiatives.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call on a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs. Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
And welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen along with John Swisher as we continue our high school football coverage. A few teams still alive in the quarterfinals, including our next guest, Jerry Alden, the head coach for East Buchanan, as the Bucks dominated Alburnett in a rematch from earlier this season, winning 57-21. And, Coach, we talked about it, that your big thing was making Alburnett throw. What a difference from the first one. The first one, it was a crazy ending in the final 5 minutes or so, back and forth. But this one, you guys pretty much controlled right from the start, especially in the second quarter. What would you say was the big difference that you guys were able to do the second time around to control the game right away early and not let Alburnett get back into it?
I think the big thing for us, Josh, was we grew up. I mean, our young guys grew up in those you know, weeks that we played against them in week four up until now. You know, I think I said after that first game we started, I think we had five or six sophomores on the defense that night, and they kind of got thrown into that position against a really, really good team that loves to throw the football, and they kind of picked us apart that first game. We were just good enough offensively to score more points. But I think this time around, our kids knew what to expect, and we threw some different wrinkles into defensively. You know, the first game we played a lot of zone coverage just to kind of help our young guys out. But you know, as the week's gone by, they got better. So we changed things up. We played a lot of pressed man coverage against their good wide receivers just to kind of throw them off mark a little bit. And I think that was the key because, you know, the quarterback, you know, struggled with the throws that he made the first time. And we got a lot more pressure on him this time around by doing that.
Absolutely. And you guys, I mean, seriously, for the past month, you guys have been able to run the ball at will. You had more than 500 rushing yards again. And Tanner Torn with 209 yards and then four touchdowns coming off that five-touchdown performance. I know we asked, but how do you feel that line is really making this run game click? And then with Tanner, just what he has done for you in the playoffs so far in these first two rounds?
Well, you know, with Tanner, it's just it's what we expect of him. He's just a tough, hard-nosed football player. You know, the funny thing about it is nobody plays with fullbacks anymore in football, and he's our fullback, and he's our leading rusher, and I think he's got close to 1,400 or 1,500 yards rushing this year. So, you know, he just does what he does, and, you know, we kind of just let him play his game, and he does a great job. But he'll be the first to tell you that, you know, none of those running backs, you know, all three of them are over 1,000 yards, but none of them have those yards without our line up front. And those kids, you know, we start three sophomores, a couple juniors, and a couple seniors up front. So, you know, they just do a great job, and they continue to get better, you know, as the year's gone on. And Coach Schaefer does a great job with those offensive linemen scheme-wise, you know, they're always ready to go on Friday nights.
Absolutely. And I mean, you talked about the growing up part, because I think when we first talked to you to start the year, I mean, your big concern was penalties, and we saw that in the early going. But how have you seen this team really grow, building this offense, like you said, with the three running backs? Really didn't really have all they weren't really the focal point of your offense last year, but just the people, the kids that are stepping up, and just the way that you guys are meshing right now, especially after that loss to Northland early in the year.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, coming into the year, we had to replace a lot of really good senior football players that, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I think we graduated 15 interceptions just with the defensive backs alone that we graduated. So we knew we were going to be young in the secondary, and you know, we've had some young kids step up, and you know, the only senior we have back there is Riley Cornell, and he does a tremendous job back there. I mean, he's a guy we put on everybody's go-to receiver, and you know, he helps those younger guys kind of adjust to what they're doing. And you know, you talk about the running backs. You know, Tanner, I think, was our leading returning ball carrier last year with like 500 yards, and Ryland, I think I don't even know if he had 100 yards last year, and Bowers, I don't think, had 100 yards either, but he had 500 yards receiving. So, you know, it's just those guys are just three athletes that we just try to get the ball to in various situations, and you know, if we can do that and move guys up front, that's always a key for us. It's always a focal point every season. I mean, if we're going to be a good football team, it always has to start up front, and even though our guys are still fairly young, they still have experience, and that's the big part. You know, as you get into this postseason play, is, you know, we've been there, we've done that, so nothing is a surprise to them right now. So, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely. And well, you guys are one win away from going back to the Uni Dome. You have to take a trip to Grundy Center. The Spartans come in 10-0. Looking at just their stats, I mean, we talk about you guys you guys are the first to say that everybody knows what to expect from you guys. With Grundy Center, you look at how balanced they are passing and rushing, but it seems like it's going to be stopping their quarterback, Colin Gordon, because he can pass the ball. He's got 1,600 passing yards, but he also can run the ball a little bit. He's got 9 rushing touchdowns. What is going to be the key against Grundy Center on Friday?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because it's just kind of another turn-the-page type thing in a chapter, because we face these types of teams all year. We don't face teams like us. I mean, you know, we face teams like Alburnett and Northland and Bellevue and Coca Valley, and these teams all spread and all have mobile quarterbacks that can still throw the football. So the good thing is we're prepared for teams like this. But at the same token, you know, this team that we're going to be playing is on another level too. And that's kind of what we told our kids this week, is, you know, we've got to take it up a notch, because it doesn't matter who you're playing. When you get to this part of the postseason, everybody is going to be good. So everybody has to ramp it up that much more. And with Grundy, it's a, you know, tradition-rich, outstanding football team that is very well coached. And you know, there's a reason why they've been in this situation for a number of years. And, you know, for us, for our guys, it's like we told our guys the other night, we got a pretty good football team ourselves. And, you know, we wouldn't be where we're at right now if we weren't. So, you know, it's just kind of trust the process and do what we do. And you know, we know Grundy especially, what's probably most impressive with them is, yeah, their offense, yes, but their defense has been outstanding all year. I don't know if they've gave up more than 14 points or 12 points in a single game all year. And, you know, that's, you know, like we told our kids the other night, we may not pop those 10 to 15 yard run games that we're accustomed to, but what we need to do is be consistent in those 3 to 4 to 5 yard games, move the football, shorten the game, and just do what we do, and that's move the football on the ground.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned that they came off a win against Columbus Junction, and Columbus Junction had a high-powered offense but only scored 7 against them. So it goes back to what you were just saying with the chunks of yards that you guys are going to need, the 4 to 5 ones. So how important are those long drives going to be? You were talking about your game against Lisbon a couple weeks ago, how, you know, there were times where the drives were pretty quick and when you scored, but it seems like in this one, the longer the drives, those are going to be, I mean, they're always important, but I'm wondering how much are you really stressing that you really need those long offensive drives on Friday?
Well, you need to put together some drives. You just, you know, neither team can afford to have those, you know, 3 downs or 4 downs and out type games. I mean, I think field position is going to play a big factor Friday night. I think all the little things like that, penalties and stuff like that, are going to play a big role in the game Friday night. And for us, it's just a matter of, you know, like I said, we know that they're going to come out, kind of what they're going to do. It's whether we're better up front in our execution than what they are defensively, and the same way on the other side of the ball. It's, you know, it all comes down to, you know, the 8 teams in the state that are left are outstanding football teams. Mm-hmm. And it's like we told the kids last night, is, you know, we're not here to beat these guys 3 out of 5. We're out here to beat them for, you know, 4 quarters, and that's it. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's whatever team plays the best on Friday night. Sounds like the weather's going to be a little on the wet side of the ball, which I don't mind, because we're not a throwing football team right by any means. But, yeah, I mean, it's, we're just, you know, we're just glad to be in the position we're in. I mean, you know, last year, we won this game to get to the Dome, and to have this opportunity again is just, it shows what our football program is all about.
As we said, East Buchanan, 1 win away from going back to the Uni Dome. Friday night, quarterfinal matchup with Grundy Center on the road. Head coach Jerry Alden. Coach, it's always great to talk to you. Good luck on Friday, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com. Your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Don & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs and top quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Don & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Citizen State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their 7 convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizen State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine in or carry out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Back in Camp Sheet Sports Zone, we're making our way to the 7 o'clock hour here on this Wednesday night. Don't forget, a little over an hour from now, Coach Ferentz and Gary Dolphin, Hawk Talk from the View Restaurant down in Iowa City, coming up tape delayed format at 8 o'clock tonight, as always, on a Wednesday night here from KMCH. As the Sports Zone continues, we wrap things up. Our final coach is Wes Wilson, the Monticello head football coach, as the Panthers fell in a heartbreaker on Friday night at Dean Nelson Field, 28-27 to Centerville. As the Panthers end their season at 7-3. The Big Reds improved on at 8-2. As this heartbreaker pretty much sums it up. I know you've had that feeling. Your kids have had that feeling the last few days. Take some time to get over losses like this, Coach, and up 21-0. Centerville able to battle their way back, and then they were able to make some plays down the stretch, some close calls that went their way, and it was a one-point loss, unfortunately, for your team.
Yeah, absolutely. We couldn't have scripted a better start to the game, jumping up 21-0. Our defense was playing really well. We were able to move the ball offensively. We hit some big plays. We knew we could hit, with their defense, they tend to have some broken coverages. We knew we could hit some things on them, and we were able to execute early. And, you know, they're a big physical team. They were able to kind of get a drive going and score there to make it 21-7. We still felt pretty good about ourselves, but we fumbled the kickoff there. They were able to recover it on the 30-yard line and go in and score and make it 21-14, and we kind of tightened up a little bit. We didn't play our game. Us as coaches and as the kids, you know, we weren't as loose as we were in the first quarter. So, you know, we let them back into it a little bit. And those are things that are under our control. There's things that we can't control on, mm-hmm. on calls and stuff. But we let them back in the game, you know, and that's on us. And we made it closer than what it should have been. So, you know, those are things that we definitely have to get better at in the coming years. You know, that's if we want to get to that next level, get to the quarters, get to the dome, we get a chance. You get up 21-0 in a second round playoff game, you got to put it away. You can't let a good team battle back into it. So, you know, those are things that we'll work on this offseason, see what we need to do to get better.
It was just amazing, the momentum there. You said you started out 21-0, then they came back. They scored 4 times in a row, and those are one of those games you look at like, what happen? How in the heck? And you said it was just a combination of things of the kickoff there fumbled that, and then they were able to score, and they just kept that momentum, and your team was never able to get back offensively like you were early on. And as we talked about, it was a collection of things, and Centerville wore you down there with their big physical styles you talked about as well. Was your team able to respond and score late with 3:27, and unfortunately a called miss extra point on the field, and they were able to get the 1-point win. But it's just one of those games. I know you were thinking it too. How in the heck did that happen?
Yeah, they're you know, you play a team like that, it's, you got to keep the momentum when they're when you allow those guys to drive the ball, get 3-4 yards, 5 yards a crack. You know, they don't throw the ball much. They're it's hard to get them to turn the ball over. They don't put it on the ground very often, so it's really hard to break their momentum. And we just weren't able to do that. When they got the momentum, they just kept grinding it out. And they had 2 quarters straight of, I think we touched the ball once in the third quarter. And, you know, that's not like our team. We usually have quite a few possessions. We try to get up and down the field pretty quick. So, you know, hats off to them. They executed their game plan. They wanted to keep the ball out of our offensive hand. They did. You know, it come down the stretch, and as many things as that happened in that game, the ups and the downs, we still had our shot at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we score with a little under 4 minutes left, go for the tie. You know, they call the extra point, no good. We still have, you know, 3.5 minutes left on the clock. You know, we get a big stop. They're going to punt from their 17-yard line. We feel pretty good about ourselves at this point, probably going to get the ball inside the 50, down a point, have a really good field goal kicker. You know, and plus you got a guy like Preston Reese leading your offense. You feel pretty good about that situation, especially how the game had gone in the second half. And you get a face mask call on 3rd and 17. That gives them a 3rd and 1 that's able to they're able to convert and end the game. So, you know, it's just that ups and downs. The kids played their hearts out, and they really did. They played hard. They played hard all year. Just proud of the effort. And we got to figure some things out to get over this round of 16 hump. That's 4 years in a row we've been to this spot, and just haven't been able to get past it.
Indeed, trying to get to the quarterfinals for the first time ever. Unfortunately, denied by Centerville, who moves on. It was a game of momentum and runs and big plays, and unfortunately, your team came up just a little bit short. Talk about the leadership on this team, though, the seniors that you have to say goodbye to. That's always the tough time, especially after a loss like that. And now you'll turn the chapter on these seniors and move on in the off season without them.
Yeah, we had 12 seniors this year. Great kids. You know, they've been part of four round of 16 playoff appearances, which has never happened at Monticello. So they, all 4 years of high school, they've made the round of 16, which is a pretty good feat for those guys. And the leadership they've shown, you know, just the growth, what they've done for our program has been nothing short of amazing. You know, we can't thank those guys enough for what they've done, how they've led, the kind of kids they are, the leaders they are in our school. So, you know, we're sad to see those guys go, but we're excited what they've done for our program and what they've led and how they've left it.
Indeed. Talk about the lower levels, the middle school that will, eighth graders will come up next week, the feature of your program, what you're looking forward to here.
Yeah, we're excited. We got a lot of good things going. Like I said, these guys that just left us have led really well. The middle school's had a successful run. I know our eighth grade group has improved a ton this year. They didn't have a lot of numbers as seventh graders. Got some more kids out this year as eighth graders. Won a couple games and really improved, and we're in a lot of games. So those guys are going to mix in well with our current freshmen. That's a really good group. You know, our sophomore group doesn't have a lot of numbers, and they mixed in well with those freshmen, and they had a good year. I think they ended up 5-2 playing mostly sophomore games. So, you know, we're excited for those guys, and, you know, we got a lot of good juniors coming back too. So, like I said, we're excited for the future.
you know, we're sad to see those guys go, but we're ready to build and move on.
What's your plan for the off season? Normal? Any changes? How do you approach it?
Yeah, we're going to evaluate that. We evaluate that each year. We're going to sit down. We're going to look at, as a coaching staff, you know, what did we do well? What do we need to get better at? I'll make some phone calls to a couple other coaches. We'll see what they do. You know, I talk to Coach Penner a lot. I actually talked to him tonight on my way down here. So, you know, we'll sit down and we'll bounce some ideas off each other, and we'll go visit some colleges and kind of see. But, you know, we got a pretty good thing going right now. We got to fine tune it. So we'll try to get a little advantage here in the off season and try to get better.
And this offseason, I just talked to Wink about it coming up here with one difference will be the alter of the schedule. You'll have a new schedule next year with every 2 years. And how's that process go for you? When do you have to get your teams in by that you want to play? And then Wink said you'll find out maybe by March when everything's set.
Yeah, we usually kind of find out who's in the classes end of January, early February is what it's usually been, and then you get your districts in March. So once we get those classes, you kind of have an idea of where you might go. So you'll start talking to coaches about having non-district games and kind of get an idea of what's going on, and then try to finalize those the day they release them in March. We'll finalize what we want to do non-district wise and kind of see where that goes and again see where we fall and see if we're going north, south. You just never know anymore where you're going to end up.
Sure. All right, Coach, thanks for your time all season long. Congratulations on an outstanding campaign. Again, 7-3 and in the second round of the playoffs. We appreciate it. Have a great offseason.
Thanks, John.
You betcha. Wes Wilson, the head coach of the Monticello Panthers, his team wrapping up their season last Friday night in the close, heartbreaking loss to the Big Reds of Centerville. I'll come back one final time. We'll wrap things up here, get you back in the music before 8 o'clock. As 8 o'clock will be Hawk Talk tape-delayed format with Coach Ferentz and the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin. Come back and take a look at the state volleyball tournament where I was today down in Coralville as we wrapped up our high school volleyball coverage for another season as Western Dubuque fell to Cedar Rapids Xavier. I'll go over all the brackets and before we send you on your way here on this Wednesday night. You're listening to the KMCH Sports Zone. You're doing so from KMCH Sports.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Medicare can seem complicated, but not with Wellmark. Call Randy Mahoney, a local authorized independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, to make choosing easy. Wellmark Medicare supplement insurance plans are not affiliated with any government agency. It's Randy Mahoney Agency in Manchester.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small-town values.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all of your banking needs, visit them in Colesburg, Oakport Garber, Strawberry Point, and Arlington, or online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
Now here at Mix 94.7 KMCH. John Swisher back with you on this Wednesday night, KMCH Sports Zone. Wrapping it up. Shortened edition as we wrapped up a couple seasons, West Delaware and Monticello, and getting ready for three games, Independence, East Buchanan, and North Lynn. We'll have coverage of that North Lynn game, as we've mentioned all show, on the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. Also live right here on Mix 94.7. KMCH at KMCH.com and the KMCH app on Friday night from Britt, Iowa. As almost 3 hours and 15 minutes away from here, about 2 hour and 45 minute journey for the Northland Lynx as they take on the number one team in Class A, Wes Hancock. As Aaron Engestahl, sports play-by-play announcer from our sister station up in Forest City, will help us out and have the call of that one coming up on Friday night. As let's take a look at the state volleyball tournament down at the Extreme Arena in Coralville. As we start with Class 5A action that started things on day number three today, Iowa City Liberty took down Ankeny Centennial 3-1. It was Pleasant Valley over West Des Moines Valley, 3-0. So Iowa City Liberty and Pleasant Valley in the Class 5A championship contest tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Liberty at 32-8, Pleasant Valley at 29-6. The contest you heard this afternoon from KMCH Sports, Western Dubuque Bobcats going up against number one Xavier, and it was Xavier prevailing 3-0, 25-20, 25-19, and 25-22 as the Xavier Saints will advance on to the championship contest, and they take on Clear Creek Amana, who got another upset as Clear Creek Amana taking down Marion on Monday night, and they surpassed North Scott. It was the 3-seed Marion, now the 2-seed North Scott. The 6-seed Clear Creek Amana moves on after a 3-2 victory this afternoon in exciting fashion as the Clippers will play in their first-ever championship contest, looking for, of course, their first-ever title against Cedar Rapids Xavier, 12-15 for Class 4A coming up tomorrow. In Class 3A at the state tournament this late afternoon, Des Moines Christian, the number one seed, goes down to Sioux Center. Sioux Center, the 4-seed, moves on with a 3-1 victory, and Davenport Assumption beat Mount Vernon 3-0. Assumption goes to the Class 3A title tilt as Sioux Center and Assumption, the 4-seed against the 2-seed, 2:30 tomorrow afternoon for Class 3A. Class 2A at the state tournament, as Dyke New Hartford prevailed over Hinton 3-0, as Western Christian topping Eddyville Blakesburg 3-0. Dyke New Hartford and Western Christian will meet again. They've met a long time in state championship matches, and it'll be a battle of those two outstanding programs in volleyball. Dyke New Hartford number one, Western Christian number two, 4:45 coming up. And that'll take place tomorrow late afternoon down in Coralville as the Class 1A contest is going on right now. It's Springville against Ankeny Christian, the 1 seed against the 4 seed, and the 3 seed Gladbrook Rhinebeck against the 7 seed AGWSR. The winner of those two matches will meet at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the Class 1A championship match and the final volleyball match of the 2022 high school volleyball season. That does it for us tonight here on the Sports Zone. Don't forget, 8 o'clock coming your way is Hawk Talk with the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin and Kirk Ferentz. Tape delayed format from the View Restaurant down in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes getting ready to take on the Boilermakers of Purdue in West Lafayette. We'll head there on Friday afternoon. The game time at 11:03 on Saturday morning right here. Hawkeye Radio Network coverage starts at 9 a.m. with Gary Dolphin and Polak and company, as we'll have all that action for you right here. 11:03 to kick off again, and it will be also televised, of course, on FS1. That does it for tonight. Have a safe and good rest of your Wednesday night. John Swisher saying so long for now.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority. Jay's Auto!
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petlin today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Healthcare, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of the Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit dupaco.com.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain, or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects, or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
Mix 94.7, KMCH Manchester.